This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
The following is a sports presentation of Classic Hits Radio, 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. High school basketball is on the air.
Buffalo basketball underneath their own hoop. Burke into the corner to Burkey. Left elbow, Schubert went up, changed her mind, kicks it right side. The jumper's on the way, and good by Kim Arena. Arena getting a good-looking 15-foot jumper to fall.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Elm Creek as the Buffaloes welcome in the Overton Eagles. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Working on Renderos. He draws the double team into the paint. Pull-up jumper over Olmstead. Too strong. The rebound brought down by Jacob Olmstead. Three on two to Schaefer. Schaefer running and scoring.
This is the final tune-up for both squads before the conference tournament, which tips off tomorrow. It's the Eagles and the Buffaloes coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports' Randy Bushcutter live from Elm Creek right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Elm Creek. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could join us from up top near the band, and you can kind of feel the excitement of Fort Kearney Conference basketball as we have the doubleheader between Elm Creek and Overton. On the girls' side, of course, both of these two teams would prefer not to be playing in the Fort Kearney Conference tournament tomorrow because the fact they're playing tomorrow, that means they're kind of in the bunny bracket games. Elm Creek will be the number 8 seed. They will play at 5:30 tomorrow at Amherst against Eustis Farnham. The day will begin with Overton taking on Loomis. Overton is the number 10 seed in the conference tournament. Overton comes in with a record of 2-11 on the year. In fact, their only two wins of the year come against Anselmo Myrna, who's 2-13, and Bertrand, who is 1-15 on the year. For Elm Creek, they had a 5-game losing streak in girls basketball, and it was snapped by a big win 1 week ago tonight when they were able to break their way past Pleasanton. Pleasanton, always a pretty tough team, and Pleasanton 14-1 coming into the game last week, but the Lady Buffaloes picked up a 13-point win on their home floor here, and they hope to kind of build that momentum, pick up a win tonight, pick up a win tomorrow, and get some momentum heading into the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, which will be all next week around the area. And, of course, we will have coverage of the Fort Kearney Conference Boys and Girls Tournament right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM on Monday and Tuesday night. And, of course, we'll have all the semifinals, finals, and consolations all on our sister station on ESPN 1460. So, again, both these two teams trying to build some momentum for the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, and we will set the lineups for both the Overton Eagles and the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes when we come back right after this.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care. Caring for our community, one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
We're back here in Elm Creek. Let's give you the starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for the visitors, the Overton Eagles. They come in with a record of 2-11 here in girls basketball. Their starters look like this. Kayla Stoffer, she's a 5'4 senior. Lori Callahan, 5'6 and a sophomore. Paige Smith, she's 5'5, also a sophomore. Grace Uckland, 6'1 and a freshman. And Miranda Farley, she's 5'6 and a sophomore. Again, one senior, everybody else, sophomores or freshmen here for the Overton Eagles. They're taking their lumps a little bit this year. They only have one senior on their entire roster, only one junior on their roster, so they are a very, very young basketball team. They are 2 and 11. They've only won 2 of 13 games. Obviously, they're taking their lumps this year, but their starters are Stopper, Callahan, Smith, Eklund, and Farley. Well, the Elm Creek Buffaloes, it looks like this. Kim Aredo, she's 5'5 and a senior. Hillary Kanaki, she's 5'10 and a senior. Ayesha Burke, she's 5'5 and a junior. Angela Berkey, 5'6 and a junior. And Danny Coons, 5'7 and a junior. So a couple of seniors and three juniors here making the start for the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Again, it's Areta, Kanaki, Burke, Berkey, and Coons starting for the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better. And again, we remind you that we will have coverage of girls and boys Fort Kearney Conference tournaments for you. We'll have that all next week on our station right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, as well as ESPN 1460 as well. On Friday night here on 98.9 FM, Sumner Eddyville Miller and Wilcox Hildreth will be playing in Amherst in girls basketball. Then Amherst will take on the winner of the Loomis Overton game. We'll have that game for you on Monday night as well, and coverage of that game will begin a little bit before 6 o'clock. The starters being introduced here between the Eagles, who are wearing their, of course, their road blue uniforms, Elm Creek in their home white, as both teams are being announced. We mentioned the girls lineup for the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Let's take a look at the boys' side of it as well. Tuesday night on 98.9 FM, we'll have coverage of the first round, of the round of eight, if you will. Not the bunny bracket games, but the round of eight on Tuesday night on ESPN. On 98.9 FM, right here on 98.9 FM. It'll be Overton taking on Loomis at 7:30. The first game will be Sumner Eddyville Miller taking on the winner of tomorrow's Pleasanton-Wilcox-Hildreth game. So SEM at 6 o'clock taking on the Pleasanton-Wilcox-Hildreth winner. That'll be followed by Overton on Tuesday night taking on Loomis in boys basketball in the boys Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. All the semifinals as well as finals, both the girls and boys, will be heard on our sister station on ESPN 1460. And, of course, we'll have all the consolation games for you as well a week from tomorrow, 8 days from today. But once again, it's Elm Creek and Overton in girls basketball. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the opening tip for the Eagles and the Buffaloes right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Overton Sand and Gravel is proud to support all the area high school athletes this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and the surrounding areas.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Call M&J Signs and ask the professionals how they can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customer. Check them out at mnjsigns.com. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all the area athletes.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's for the finest meats, freshest produce, and great weekly specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek, the hometown band, just wrapping up the national anthem moments ago. And, you know, some schools are really good at basketball, some really good at wrestling. I'll tell you what, year in and year out, Elm Creek always has a real good high school band for a school of their size. Hillary Kanaki will be doing the jump here tonight for Elm Creek, and out there will be Eklund for the Overton Eagles, and we're just about ready to go here. Again, the Eagles in their road blues, Elm Creek in their home white uniforms, and we can make sure everybody's heading to the right hoop, and the ball is in the air, and the tip being slapped around, and it is picked up by the Overton Eagles. Farley had it and hands the ball off here for Stauffer, so the visitors have their first possession of the game. As Stauffer has it, top of the key, man-to-man goes Elm Creek, and they double-team the ball, but somehow it's kicked out. Here's a jumper for Callahan. It's no good, and the rebound taken down there by Danny Coons. And Coons will just hand the ball back off for Berkey. Berkey in the offensive zone, bounce pass right wing for Areta. She has her feet on the Buffalo on the far side, and they pass around. A little zone here for Overton as they kick it in the corner. Penetrating the baseline is going to be Burke, and Burke's jumper is no good. And we got a foul on the rebound over the back, I believe, on Hillary Kanaki. Yep, it will be on number 13, and so Kanaki picks up her first foul, first team foul here against the Lady Buffaloes. And the Buffs will go full court pressure here. Something they've kind of done year in and year out. Mike Ford doing it again this year, head coach for the Elm Creek Buffaloes, and the Buffs are able to knock the ball out of bounds after it was brought across the timeline. So Overton will inbound it on the far side. They already have it across the timeline. Of course, they can throw it back over if they want to here, and they enter it down low for Eklund. Eklund just posts up off the inbounds. Her shot's no good, and the rebound taken out of there by Areta. Not a bad look off of the inbounds play off of a sideline inbounds, but the shot would not fall. So Elm Creek kicks it back around to the outside. Areta has it on the left wing, and she gives it to Berkey. Berkey kicks in the corner. That's Burke, and Burke will hit a long two-pointer. First points of the ball game belong to Elm Creek. And here's Overton breaking the press pretty well, trying to make the pass through the lane. Stepping through there is Kanaki, and the Kanaki will get her hands on the basketball and force the first turnover of the game. And quickly, they get it left wing, and Burke hits another quick jumper. Same spot she hit from just moments ago, and she's got four very quick points, both of them about 12 feet away from the basket. So a 4-0 lead here for Elm Creek, as the Eagles will enter the ball down low for Eklund, and Eklund back and in is fouled, and that might be on Kanaki. And if that's the case, she's going to pick up two very quick fouls. That is the case. It was a double team there. Two shots coming up here for Overton as Eklund will go to the line and shoot two. Overton trying to get their first points of the ball game. And Hillary Kanaki's played a minute 42, and she's got two fouls already. Free throw is up and good by Eklund. And out of the game is going to come Kanaki and Stacia Samuelson coming in for her. So there was some quick early foul trouble. Eklund, one more free throw coming up here, and the freshman's free throw hits nothing but net. Nice job there by Grace Eklund. 6'1 and a freshman, and a lot of times kids that tall that soon aren't very coordinated. They just haven't got it all put together, and she has up to this point. Kick on the right side here for Elm Creek. Jumper no good. Rebound taken out of there by Eklund, and Eklund takes a couple of dribbles with it, gets it out to Stauffer, and Stauffer's going to bring it across the timeline. 4-2 here in the early stages. Overton trying to tie it, and they can't. They turn the ball over. Went through the hands of Eklund and into the waiting mitts of Danny Coons. And Coons will give it to Berkey, who kicks right wing here for Areta. Now driving the baseline is going to be Burke, and Burke is fouled, driving to the rack. She's going to head to the line. She'll have a couple of shots. Nice job just driving that baseline. She got it off in the corner, a little bit inside of the three-point arc, and very quickly went right up court, and Miranda Farley picks up the foul. So here's Burke, already with all 4 points in the game here. Now she has all 5 points for Elm Creek, who lead it now 5-2, 5:42 to go in quarter number one. On our sister station on ESPN 1460 tonight, Columbus hosting the Bearcats of Kearney High, and coverage of that game on our sister station. Second free throw by Burke is up and good. That makes it now 6-2 with about 5:35 to go. Overton, right wing, has it here in the first quarter. They get it down low, and that's going to be a kick. Doesn't really matter. I'm not so sure it was actually a kick violation against Angela Berkey. It went off of Berkey anyway. In any event, it's going to be Overton inbounding the ball on the near sideline. Smith gets the ball back after the inbounds, and they'll kick around the perimeter. Callahan kicks it left side, a three up and good for Kayla Stauffer. Stauffer real quick. It wasn't that open, to be honest with you. She just has a real nice quick release, and she drains it there, and it makes it a one-point ball game. Burke on that right side, trying to enter it down low. It is off the hands of Eklund, who was trying to make the steal. She was able to knock the ball away from the offensive player, but it went off the padding over there, so it will be Elm Creek basketball as they inbound on the baseline. Open in the corner. Here's a long jumper by Berkey. Her three will not fall. And the rebound ripped out of there by Smith, and Overton has their mitts on the basketball right at the five-minute mark they bring across the timeline. Farley gave it away into the corner. Skip pass near side here to Callahan. Back around, good ball movement. Farley, about 8-foot jumper, no good. Offensive rebound, shot won't fall for Eklund. Eklund fighting for the ball yet again, but coming out of there with it is going to be Angela Berkey. So Berkey snags the bound, and she'll dribble all the way into the lane. Now dumps it back out. Open is a Raider. Her shot will not fall. Ball being tipped around. And did they tie it up? No, they don't. It's actually rebounded by Eklund, her third rebound of the game, and Overton's on the run. They're shut off, so slowing it down is going to be Lori Callahan. Callahan, top of the key, gives it off on the left side here. 6-5 in the first quarter. Entry pass, Berkey tipped, but right into the hands of Smith, who's open on the baseline. Her shot won't fall. Berkey comes up with the rebound, and she's going to dribble through traffic here for Elm Creek. Dumped in the corner, open is Burke momentarily. Then they're going to enter it inside for Coons, and Coons is fouled. She posted up, trying a quick little turnaround jumper. It did not fall, and Eklund picks up her first foul of the ball game. Going back to the point I was trying to make earlier, a lot of times you're 6'1", you're a freshman, you just haven't handled your body enough. You just haven't grown into that body, kind of like a puppy flapping all over the place, you know, just growing up a little bit too fast. But that is not the case here for Grace Eklund. Eklund is going to get bigger, going to get stronger, going to get better. And right now, she's not too shabby. You know, she's pretty coordinated out there. Free throw by Coons, good. She's got one more coming up. She hits that one as well, and it is now an 8-5 ball game. Three-point lead here for Elm Creek, who is perfect from the free throw line as a team. Taylor Bavard checking into the game. She had her hands on the ball momentarily. Now driving with it is Stauffer. Her shot's no good. Rebound taken out of there by Dyer, who checked in for Elm Creek, and Dyer throws it ahead here for Lainey Hoffman. Hoffman and Dyer play a little catch with it. They get it out to Amanda Johns, who also checked in. Here's Lainey Hoffman, who hits the three-pointer. She gave it away, got it back, and a nice open look. She drains the three, and that's a six-point lead here for Elm Creek, their largest lead of the game. Overton handles the press just fine. They get it in the offensive zone. Eklund in the lane, gets it back out for Smith. Smith gives it out, penetration and shot here by Callahan. It's no good. And the rebound's taken out of there by Coons. So Coons with 2 points and two rebounds and a six-point lead for Elm Creek. Coons has it at the elbow, and the ball is tipped out of bounds off the fingertips of Stacia Samuelson. One thing Mike Ford has going for this team, yeah, they're 5-9. You'd like to have a better record, but they are pretty deep. And they're also pretty young. They have a couple of seniors that start, but they're going to bring a lot back next year. Stauffer has it on the right wing here for Overton. Overton comes up with a nice little give and go. Eklund, her jumper is a little bit short, and she's still looking for her first field goal of the game as Amanda Johns comes up with a tipped rebound. Eleni Hoffman will play the point, kicks it right side for Dyer. Off of the screen, top of the circle, it's Johns has it. She'll give it back to Hoffman, and around the perimeter we go. Dyer back out. Skip pass for Hoffman. She'll fire a three. Back of the iron, no good. And rebound ripped out by Callahan for Overton. And she'll just put the ball back out here for Stauffer. Brings it across the timeline with 2:15 to go here in the first quarter. 11-5. Overton down by six has the basketball. They lob it down low just a little bit too late. Eklund did a nice job of rolling through the lane, but the ball got there just a little bit late. Coons was able to tip it away and out of bounds. Right idea. Just the recognition was just a smidge too late there. Callahan will inbound on the baseline here for the Eagles. And they just get it top of the key to Brown. Chelsea Brown will give the ball off here for Stauffer. Brown checked in. They give it up left side for Callahan. Callahan, they leave her open for a three, and she hits the three. She was about two steps behind it. Nobody defensed her, so she just took a couple of steps up and drained it right from the three-point line. That makes it now a three-point ball game. Elm Creek will drive, pass on the inside, knock loose. Fighting for it down there is going to be Samuelson, and they're going to tie things up. Olivia Hubbard checked in the game a little bit ago. She's actually the one that got her hands on the ball. So toss it in here is going to be Berkey. Berkey, they left Hubbard, Whitney Hubbard, all alone, and she is fouled off the inbounds play, putting up the shot. She will shoot two. Just on that left wing, they came in there, and Whitney Hubbard kind of snuck in there a little bit, and Glenn Snodgrass on crutches over there, not overly happy with how that turned out. Hubbard's free throw is up and good. Coach Snodgrass, well, I guess it makes sense. Got hurt playing basketball. Hurt his knee just a little bit. The free throw just barely draws a little bit of iron, and it's rebounded by Eklund. So Eklund with the rebound, and Callahan has it across the timeline, and she fakes the pass in front of Elaney Hoffman and traveled with it. Hoffman forces the turnover. They have Overton with three turnovers here in the ball game. They trail it 12-8. They're back on defense. Berkey with the basketball from 17 feet away will flip it back out to Whitney Hubbard. He gives it to Hoffman. Hoffman, jumper up and good. Elaney Hoffman has hit two of her three shots. She has 5 points here in the ballgame. Chelsea Brown facing a little pressure. Gets the ball to Callahan, who's across the timeline with it. Minute five to go here, first quarter. Left wing, it goes over to Brown. Entry pass down low, and we got a foul before the ball got in there. 14-8. Overton down by six. They're going to be inbounding here in just a smidgen. And a couple of substitutions coming in here for the Eagles. The foul, by the way, on Berkey is her first. Third as a team against Elm Creek. There's also been three whistled here against the Eagles. The Eagles will inbound, and they'll bounce pass it in for Miranda Farley. Off the screen, they get it to Callahan. She'll fire the three. It's a little bit short. Farley got the rebound, but she got hacked. And she'll head to the line and shoot two. Well, didn't get cheated on the foul at all. After she got the rebound, she put up the shot, and Aisha Burke tugged on her arm pretty good as she was putting up the shot. So here's two free throws here for Farley. The first one is up and good. Both teams right now shooting pretty well from the free throw line. Overton has hit all three of their attempts so far, and Elm Creek 5 out of 6 from the line. It's one reason why they lead by five. Second free throw on the way, and it's good as well for Farley. 14-10 here, as Hoffman will break the timeline. 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hubbard, off the screen, gets it back out to Berkey. Berkey kicks it left side for Hoffman. Hoffman will drive, puts up the shot. It's a little bit too strong. Coons with the rebound, finds Hubbard, and Hubbard hits the shot. That was some pretty basketball down there. Coons did a good job of posting up, which allowed Hoffman to dribble up there and shoot over the top of her instead of a defender. She missed it, but she got the rebound and then kicked it right back out. Little give and go. Driving the lane is Callahan, and Callahan high off glass. It's the first two-pointer of the game here for Overton. 16-12, 14 seconds left. Left wing with it is Berkey. They kick it off on the right side. Here's Hubbard. Long deuce, bouncing around, no good. Rebound tipped in the hands of Coons. She drives and is fouled. With 5.3 seconds to go, another rebound for Danny Coons and another trip to the line as a result of it. She's 2 for 2 from the line. She got the rebound, took a good strong power dribble back up, and she was fouled by Miranda Farley, who's committed 2 personal fouls here. So Coons with 2 shots with 5.3 to go before the end of the first quarter. And the first one is a little bit of a line drive, but good. And she's 3 for 3 from the line. Taylor Bavard checking in here for Overton. Second free throw forthcoming here from Coons. In and out. No good. Gets her own rebound. And she'll kick it out to Hoffman. Hoffman jumper is a little bit short. And the rebound taken down there by Callahan, and that will do it for the quarter. Elm Creek heads to quarter number two, leading at 17-12 over Overton. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
And welcome back here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. I'm Randy Busher. Glad you could join us for Fort Kearney Conference Basketball. A reminder for you that you can log on to kkpr.com and download any of our high school broadcasts. When you log on to kkpr.com, click on the Midway Podcast link. Podcasts of all of our high school play-by-play are there all year long and all free and all a service. The Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Eagle of Kearney and Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Overton has possession to start the second quarter. They get the ball in the hands of Stoffer. Stoffer up against a moving screen. Yeah, there's going to be a moving screen against Taylor Bavard as she was trying to free up Stoffer. And so Bavard's going to pick up the foul. That'll be her second. That one was easy to see up here. Angela Berkey gets the inbounds as now Overton wants to kind of press just a little bit, but they drop back as Burke brings in the offensive zone. She'll kick it back out here for Areta. And Areta will dribble to the left elbow, pass the ball to Burke, who will drive 8 foot away. Shot blocked, but rebounded by Kanaki, and Kanaki's shot was no good. Tipped around and off the hands of Stoffer and out of bounds. So Elm Creek will inbound. Hillary Kanaki, foul trouble. Picked up two fouls in less than 2 minutes of basketball in the first quarter. And they'll inbound it here for Burke. Burke gets it in the lane, and she puts up a little floater up and good. Check it, that was Berkey. She made the bounce pass to Berkey. And Berkey hit the shot, her first 2 points of the ball game. That makes it a 7-point lead for the Lady Buffaloes. They drop back to that man-to-man defense. Dribbling around is going to be Callahan. Nice entry pass inside. Shot up and no good for Eklund. I don't know how it spit out of there. It fell out, and Danny Coons reeled in her 10th rebound of the game. Now driving the lane is going to be Berkey. Berkey rattles it home. After being relatively quiet, last two trips, Berkey right in the lane has hit some jumpers, and it's a 9-point lead for the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes. Right wing, Callahan. As the basketball kicks it to Stoffer, top of the key. Callahan and Stoffer playing a little bit of catch in the face of this Elm Creek zone, and we're going to have a foul, or is that a moving screen? It's going to be a defensive foul on Burke. That will be the fifth team foul on Elm Creek. Both teams have committed 5 team fouls, Burke 2 personal fouls. And on the sideline, they'll inbound the ball. Up high to grab it is Stoffer, and Stoffer enters it in the lane for Eklund. Eklund kicks in the corner. Long jumper for Callahan, no good, and Kanaki pulls down the rebound. Kanaki will get the ball to Berkey, who has it in the offensive zone here. Entry pass, 15 feet away, off the hands of Kanaki, stolen away, driving to Stoffer. Stoffer in traffic, can't hit the layup, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two. Elm Creek with the turnover, Overton with the fast break opportunity, and now a trip to the free throw line. Derek Foster, the outstanding football player, tremendous athlete here at Elm Creek High School, is going to join us at halftime. He's going to talk about his future plans for college football next year. Free throw was up and good for Stoffer. He's got 4 points in the ballgame. Now, if I told you he's planning on walking on at the University of Nebraska, that would kind of take away from the tease that I'm trying to do. Stoffer hits the first 2 free throws, got 4 in the game. Her second free throw rolls around and is good. She's got now 5 points, and that cuts the lead down to a touchdown. 21-14, Elm Creek with the lead and the basketball as Eleni Hoffman checks in, and she brings in the offensive zone. Areta off of the screen, gets it to Coons. Coons, nice ball fake, will drive the lane, and is fouled on her way to the basket. But she was putting up a shot at the time. She drove in hard, and Coons, with 3 points in the game, all of them from the free throw line, I thought they were going to call that in the act of shooting. It is not, and the inbounds is stolen away by Overton. Stepping in there and then throwing it off the legs of a Buffalo was Paige Smith. Nice play there by Smith. By the way, I think that's the right call. I thought she was fouled before the shot. I just thought that they indicated two shots. In any event, Overton has the basketball. Bounce pass on the baseline. That's Farley. Farley jumper, no good. Rebound taken out there by Danny Coons. Coons, 6 rebounds here in the ballgame, and there's 5.5 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Hoffman in the offensive zone gives it to Areta, who gives it to Kanaki. Kanaki, 17-footer, top of the key, no good. And now they'll dump it to Coons. Coons drives the lane, shot, no good. Kanaki saves it, or does she? No, I think she stepped on the baseline before she was able to touch the basketball. So it will be a team rebound for Overton, and the Eagles will inbound it. They trail it 21-14, 5:13 to go, second quarter. And in the left side is Smith. Smith about 12 feet away. Baseline J's no good. Kanaki pulls down the rebound. And her long pass, Coons is able to track down, and she'll get the ball over to Berkey. Overton right now trying to pressure the ball wherever it's at. They're going man-to-man. Dangerous pass, but Kanaki comes up with it. Jump stop in the lane, and as she's doing so, she's fouled. She'll head to the line for a 1-1. That's now the 7th team foul on the Eagles. 3rd personal foul on Miranda Farley. So Farley has 3. Taylor Bouvard has 2 for Overton. So a little bit of foul trouble here for the Eagles. Free throw is up and good for Kanaki. And Hillary Kanaki will have another trip to the free throw line here. 5'10 senior. She's played a lot of basketball here for the Lady Buffaloes. Back the iron and no good. Coons gets the rebound. Coons takes it off glass, and she scores. Well, you don't check her out, and that's what she'll do to you. She now has 5 in the game and 7 rebounds. Callahan kicks it out. Here's a long 2 by Stauffer. No good. Tracked down in the corner by Paige Smith, and Smith will get the ball back out. Top of the key, now kick over for Callahan. Her 3 off glass, no good. And Areta pulls down the rebound. And she'll get it to Elaney Hoffman with 4:13 to go, second quarter. 10-point lead for Elm Creek. Little ball fake, and now the drive by Berkey on the baseline. She shut off, so she'll get the ball back out for Kanaki. Kanaki steps through a double team, misses a tough layup, and it's rebounded by Taylor Bouvard. So Bouvard gets it for Overton. They'll kick it off on the right side here for Eklund. She's shut off. She's not going to shoot it from 18 feet away. And now the pass is knocked away by Elaney Hoffman. And Hoffman and Stauffer both going for the ball there. And Hoffman does a nice job of saving Stauffer from flying into the crowd. Actually grabbed her and held her back from the crowd. Nice little bit of sportsmanship there. Last to touch it was Overton. So it will be Elm Creek basketball. And the ball will be inbounded for Hoffman. Laney Hoffman has her team up by 10. She's at 5. She's got 5 points in the ball game. On the baseline, Berkey has it. Shot won't fall. Tipped out to Eklund. Obviously, Hoffman only part of the reason that Elm Creek is leading at 24-14. Callahan has it in the offensive zone. Pass tip, but Stauffer gets it. She'll fire a 3. It's no good. Long rebound, and Elaney Hoffman knocked it off of an Overton player and out of bounds. Nice job there by Hoffman. So Overton hit a couple of three-pointers in the early stages of the game and hasn't hit one since. Haven't really been chucking it up either. They're 2 of 4 from behind the arc. Open on the right side is Johns. Johns will step up. Shot no good. Offensive rebound by Coons. Coons passes it back out into the hands of Dyer. Over to Hoffman. Hoffman, 10-footer, no good. And the rebound taken out by Bouvard for Overton. And again, what a great job rebounding here for for Danny Coons. A Haver with 8 rebounds in the game. Callahan plays a little catch with Stauffer. Stauffer dumps it in the corner. Long 3 up and no good for Smith. And the rebound taken out by, you guessed it, Danny Coons. Her 9th rebound of the first half. And we got 2.5 minutes left. Coons takes it off on the right side. It's just going to hand it out to Whitney Hubbard, who kicks out here for Amanda Johns. Johns' 3-pointer is no good. Offensive rebound. That shot won't fall. Another rebound in that far side. A rebound by Hubbard, and she couldn't get her shot to fall. And the ball is knocked out of bounds, and we've got a timeout. Timeout Overton with 2:19 to go here in the first half. We're in quarter number 2 with Elm Creek leading at 24-14. We're back after this.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And we're back here in Elm Creek. Again, Glenn Snodgrass, the head coach at Overton, kind of wanted to talk about things a little bit. Off the inbounds, they set up a play here. Callahan's jumper from 8 feet away, though, no good. And Hadley Dyer pulls down the rebound. Her second of the game, and she'll get it out to Hubbard. Hubbard between the circles, gives it to Berkey. Berkey bounced fast right wing for Amanda Johns. Johns will get the ball back out to Berkey. Less than 2 minutes to go here before halftime. Left wing and into the hands of Whitney Hubbard. Hubbard passed through the lane. Great pass! And then the foul. Amanda Johns cut in underneath the back door. I'll tell you, there wasn't a bread box size window to throw that pass in. And they got it through there into the hands of Johns. And Johns was fouled right away. So she'll shoot 2 after Chelsea Brown commits the foul, her first of the game. So Johns with 2 shots. This one's a little bit short. Score remains 24-14. Minute 50 to go here before the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. And again, Derek Foster joining us at halftime. Second free throw does not draw any iron, so missed free throw here by Amanda Johns. Score remains a 10-point ball game. 24-14. Overton trying to cut into it a little bit as Stauffer brings in the offensive zone. A little bit of a 2-3 matchup here. And the zone for Elm Creek. Overton passes on the perimeter of it. LeVard playing a little catch. Around it goes to Brown, who gives it off on the right side for Callahan. Callahan skip pass, backdoor cut, shot too strong here by Soffer. And on the rebound, it's off the hands of one of the Eagles and out of bounds. Nice little backdoor cut there, but when Stauffer got the ball, she was too far under the basket, couldn't use the glass anymore, and she put it up high and ended up being a little bit too strong with it. Now the Eagles are going to try to double-team the ball. Right now Elm Creek breaks the pressure, and they get it across the timeline to Berkey. Berkey has it behind the arc, and she'll skip past left wing here for Hubbard. Hubbard, long three-pointer, in and out, no good, and Grace Eklund pulls down the rebound, her 5th of the game. Stauffer will kick left wing. Smith has it, and she's just going to slow things down. She hands it to Lori Callahan, and now directing traffic is going to be Stauffer. Inside of a minute to go before halftime. Brown has it on the right side. And around the perimeter we go of that zone defense that Elm Creek's in right now on the baseline. Smith tries about a 12-foot jumper, won't go. And Areta, falling out of bounds, is able to hand the ball over to Whitney Hubbard. And quickly, here come the Buffaloes. Jumper baseline, no good by Dyer. Ball's on the ground. Areta comes up with it. Her shot won't fall. And finally, coming out with the rebound is going to be Eklund. And now Overton has their hands on it. 20 seconds to go before halftime. And they break the timeline now with 15 seconds to go. Stauffer, left wing, has it. She gave it away, now gets it back. 10 seconds left. Top of the key, Callahan has it. No hurry appears to be Overton. Now the jumper by Stauffer. It's no good off of the three-point attempt. And now a three-quarter court shot as the buzzer sounds. And that will do it. We head to the locker rooms with Elm Creek leading it 24-14 over the Overton Eagles. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, the only place you need to go to get your farm to grow. Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek wishes all the area athletes the best of luck.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Overton Sand and Gravel is proud to support all the area high school athletes this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and the surrounding areas.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Call M&J Signs and ask the professionals how they can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customer. Check them out at mnjsigns.com. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all the area athletes.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's for the finest meats, freshest produce, and great weekly specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek. And joining us now is somebody that I think has been to Foster's Family Foods. I think you've been there.
Just
haven't
a
you?
Few times.
You've been there a couple times. Derek Foster from Elm Creek. Joining us here at halftime, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Elm Creek leads Overton 24-14 here at halftime. And as we mentioned, Mr. Foster joining us. And Derek, tell us a little bit about your plans for football.
Well, just this Tuesday, Barney Cotton from the Nebraska Huskers called me and has asked me to walk on there. And with no doubt in my mind, I took that deal. So that's the plan is right now. And I'll be signing next week on signing day. So that's the plan right now.
And obviously, if Coach Cotton's not talking to you, you know, is that an indication which side of the ball you're going to be on or what they're talking about you doing?
When I went down there and visited last Sunday, they had me visit with Marvin Sanders quite a bit. So he's a defensive back coach. So I'm going to be playing defensive back. And Barney Cotton also mentioned to me playing special teams because they like what they saw there.
Yeah. Again, you had a lot of success with kick returns and that sort of thing. And you mentioned that you didn't really give a whole lot of other things, a whole lot of thought after you get the offer from Nebraska. Is that just being a Nebraska kid? Does that have anything to do with the fact that the program's kind of moving in a better direction? Or what's your thought process that made Nebraska such an obvious choice for you?
Well, I kind of had a dream of 18 years coming now, so it was pretty easy there. But, yeah, the program went from the defense 150th in the nation to first in the nation in 2 years, so that's kind of a huge deal there. And it's definitely an up-and-coming program and hopefully competing for a few national championships in the near future.
What sort of things are you, I mean, educationally, what are you kind of looking at doing when you go down the line?
I'm going to go pre-med and hopefully get into sports medicine.
Kind of the direction you want to go there.
Yep.
And again, you're just being a lifelong Husker fan, I mean, dream come true?
Exactly. 18 years, like I said, been dreaming about it for a long time.
And, you know, again, class D1 in some sports, D2,
right.
C2 in a few others. Is there a concern that you're going to be kind of running, obviously, one of the premier programs traditionally in the country, concerns about going from a small school to going to the Big 12?
Right. You know, it's going to take some time to get used to, but this summer when I went down there and for their camp, you know, I competed against a lot of their actual recruits that they invited to camp, and, you know, I fared well, and, you know, I like my chances of hopefully playing junior, senior year, and as long as I keep working at it, they can make me the football player I want to be.
Do they kind of give you a workout regimen, a diet, and that sort of thing? Do they already kind of start that process now?
They have mentioned something, and they said within the next few weeks they'll be in contact, and then this summer I'll actually go down there for a month at a time and train with them for that entire month and actually knock out a few classes.
Again, being joined by Derek Foster, who's telling us that on Tuesday he's signing the official letter of intent to go at Nebraska. Kind of mentioned it being kind of a dream. Is there any possibility anything else would come along to change your mind?
You know, like right now, now that I got the invitation, like I said, 18 years a dream, there's no way I'm turning back now.
Well, Derek, obviously for several reasons, including the fact that you're a pretty good guy, we kind of wish you the absolute best of luck down there.
Thank you very much.
And I appreciate you joining us here at halftime.
Yep, thank you.
All right, Derek Foster, congratulations to you, and appreciate him joining us here during the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek High School. Again, at halftime, the Lady Buffaloes with a 24-14 lead against the Overton Lady Eagles. Let's check the numbers here for the Eagles, and leading the way for them is Lori Callahan. She hit a three-pointer in that first quarter. She has 5 points here in the ballgame. After that, it's Kayla Stopper. She also has 5 points, including a three-pointer in the game. 2 points for Grace Ekman, and 2 points for Miranda Farley. And again, for Overton, they have only one two-point field goal in the entire game. They have a couple of twos and, a couple of threes. Everything else has come from the free throw line, where they are perfect from the line here in the game. They are 6-for-6 as a team. But unfortunately for Overton, they haven't been able to get to the line near enough. They scored only 2 points in the second quarter. You know, the good news for Overton is they hold Elm Creek to only 7, but they only scored 2 themselves. And so here at halftime, they find themselves trailing at 24-14. Leading the way for the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes, Aisha Burke, she's got 6 points, all of them coming in the first quarter. Off the bench, Eleni Hoffman has 5 points. Danny Coons has 5 points and 9 rebounds in the game. Whitney Hubbard with 3 points. And Hillary Kanaki, who's had a little bit of foul trouble, she's got 1 point. Angela Berkey has 4. And again, so far in my mind, the player of the game here for Elm Creek is probably Coons, because, yeah, she's got 5 points, which is nice, but 9 rebounds. In the game, it seems that every time a ball goes up in the air, it's Danny Coons that somehow finds a way to come up with it. Elm Creek, as we mentioned, did outscore Overton in that second quarter, 7-2, and they led after one quarter, 17-12. So here at halftime, it is 24-14. Elm Creek with the lead against the Overton Lady Eagles. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We'll take a break. We're back after this.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, the only place you need to go to get your farm to grow. Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek wishes all the area athletes the best of luck.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek. The Buffaloes will be inbound the basketball. They've got it first here to start the second half. They've got the 10-point lead, and they're just kind of kicking around the perimeter. With it is Areta. Areta dumps it on the inside. Jumper in traffic by Berkey is up and good. She's got six in the game. That pushes the Elm Creek lead out to 12. For Elm Creek, Areta, Kanaki, Berkey, and Coons, the starters back into the ball game. On the baseline, getting the ball is Smith, and Smith's jumper is up and good. Nice little backdoor cut there for Overton. And for Overton, it's Farley, Eklund, Smith, Callahan, and Stauffer. So both teams going with their starters here in the second half. Right now, Overton going with a zone defense, a little 2-3 zone. Now on the baseline, driving with it is going to be Burke. Burke will kick the ball back out to Berkey, and now the entry pass for Kanaki. Kanaki is fouled. And we'll see who they give it on. It's either Stauffer or Eklund. Both of them were right there. Yep, Eklund's the one that's whistled for the foul, and that's going to be her second. So Kanaki had some foul trouble in the early stages of the ball game. Kind of cost her a little bit of playing time. She will step to the line and shoot two. Her first free throw is no good. She has two fouls, 1 point, and two rebounds. And she has one more free throw left. She's one out of three from the line. Second free throw, bounces around and no good. There's a rebound that Coons couldn't come up with. She was the next one close to it after it was ripped down by Miranda Farley. That's going to be the second rebound by Farley. So here comes Smith. Pass is tipped. Stauffer comes up with it. And again, tipped again. And now Smith tracks it down in the corner. Every pass has been harassed here for Elm Creek. Driving the lane is Callahan. She kicks it out. A three up and no good for Stauffer. And coming out of there with it on the run is going to be Berkey. And Berkey's pass trying to get it ahead to Burke, but it's a turnover. Only the third turnover of the game unofficially against the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes. Both teams really taking fairly good control of the ball. I have both teams unofficially with less than five turnovers each. I got four on Overton and three for Elm Creek. Buffaloes have it back on defense as the ball's in the hands of Stauffer. Stauffer kicks left side, penetrating a little bit as Smith. Smith has the ball knocked back. Farley comes up with it, and she gets it out to Stauffer, who will reset the offense, kicking it to the right side to Callahan. They enter it in, back out to Callahan. Callahan on the baseline, throws it out to Stauffer. Stauffer gets it in the lane, a 15-foot jumper by Eklund. It's no good, and guess who comes up with the 10th rebound of the game? That's Danny Coons, and then Coons is fouled. Trying to make the steal there was Paige Smith, the number 25. Nope, actually they gave the foul instead to Callahan. They were both there, and the foul's on Lori Callahan, her first, team second of the second half. So the foul on Overton gives Elm Creek the opportunity to inbound the basketball, and it appears that Overton's not going to pick up the defense until they get to half court. So Burke helps bring the ball up, but Berkey's got the dribble. Eleni Hoffman just checked in a second ago. She gets it in the lane. She's going to pull up for the jumper. It's a little bit too strong, and the rebound taken out by Eklund. That's seven rebounds for Grace Eklund. Pass on the right wing for Smith for Overton. They enter it down low for Eklund. Shot won't fall. Gets her own rebound. Again, the shot won't fall, and Coons tries to tie it up. She does. She ties it up with Smith. Possession arrow should be pointing to Overton. Yes, it is. So Eklund had a couple of pretty good looks there, but she couldn't get the shot to fall, and now she'll get the inbounds and enter it back inside. Well, great little ball fake shot up. No good for Callahan, and the rebound tipped out to Berkey. So Berkey's on the run, and she'll get it out here for Areta. Areta, skip pass to Eleni Hoffman. Hoffman on the baseline. Jumper's bouncing around. No good. Offensive rebound. Block from behind. Areta came up with a rebound, and the block, I believe, by Eklund. It was clean. And here comes Overton on the baseline. Jumper by Farley. Too strong. Rebound tipped around, and it's Berkey that comes up with it. Berkey looking up court. Long pass, but stolen away by Stauffer. Stauffer runs out of room. Couldn't quite come up with a dribble, and she ends up about three rows deep in the crowd over there. checking in here for Elm Creek going to be Hillary Kanaki. Kanaki is going to come in here for Danny Coons. Coons, 5 points, 10 rebounds here in the ballgame. Berkey, bounce pass right side for Elaney Hoffman. She's well behind the arc. And now we'll kick it off on the left side. That's Berkey. She's open for three. Jumper's no good. Rebound pulled out by Eklund. And Eklund now has 9 rebounds in the game. Now driving on that right wing, Callahan. Callahan gets the ball in the hole, but the foul thought it went in. They're going to say there's two shots there. Thought it went in. There's a foul driving up there. It's going to be Callahan. Must have the wrong angle here because that's a little bit short, they say. So two shots coming up here for Callahan. Driving on that right side, hit on the arm by Berkey. And that's going to be two shots coming up here for Callahan. Free throw for Callahan, no good. Score remains 26-16. Elm Creek with a 10-point lead. Overton trying to cut into it with 4:41 to go, third quarter. Callahan's second free throw is on the way, and it bounces around, no good. Rebound to Areta, and Areta now with 10 rebounds as well. Quick little jumper right side for Burke, and we got a foul after the shot. No, they're going to say it's in the act of shooting, and Burke's going to go line and shoot two. Seen that call both ways. I mean, if you want to get really, really nitpicky, it was on the box out that the foul was called. But Burke shot the ball, and then on the box out, the foul was called. So she'll go to the line and shoot two. Free throw is up and good. It's pretty rare you see that called any different. The foul, by the way, on Stauffer is her first. Free throw up and good. Burke, a perfect 4-for-4 from the free throw line here in the game. In fact, Elm Creek's only missed 3 free throws. I'll have to double-check my numbers here, but they're shooting very well from the free throw line. Callahan on the baseline, dumps it to Eklund, who's in the lane, and Eklund now with 4 points in the game. That's her first field goal of the game. She hits that one from about 8 feet away. Hoffman dumps it left side. Now they get it on the right corner. With it is Burke, and Burke hits the jumper. Good ball movement there by Elm Creek, and Burke hits the open jumper from about 12 feet away. Stauffer into the offensive zone. Steps up, unloads the ball before the double team can come, and on the baseline now is Farley. Farley, jumper up, good. Again, they kept the ball moving. Didn't really allow Elm Creek to put tremendous pressure on the ball, and Overton again 10 points away. They trail it 30-20. Here's Elaney Hoffman shooting the three. It's a little bit strong. Kanaki had it, lost it. Ball's on the ground, and still nobody's really claimed the ball. And it's going to be tied up here. A couple of fans yelling for a three-second call. The Elm Creek players were in the lane for 3 seconds, no question about it. But you don't start the three-second clock until somebody has possession of the ball. And nobody did after the shot. In any event, they tie it up, and the basketball is going to be handed to Elm Creek. They inbound it off the inbounds. They'll get it to Coons in the lane. Bounce pass to Elaney Hoffman. Hoffman baseline jumper a little bit short. Tipped out to Coons. Coons gets the bucket and the foul. A rebound, a bucket, a foul, and now a chance for a three-point play. 7 points, 11 rebounds here for Danny Coons. That one was her easiest rebound of the day. It was just tipped out to her. She wasn't even underneath there in very good rebounding position. Right place, right time, and the foul on Farley is her fourth. So the free throw by Coons is good. She's got 8 in the game. And we got a timeout here for Elm Creek. Mike Ford has to be happy with how his team's playing. As the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes lead at 13, excuse me, by 13, they lose, easy for me to say, they lead it 33-20 with 3:19 to go, third quarter. I'm going to get my tongue fixed. Take a break right after this.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
And welcome back here in Elm Creek. We'll remind you that you can get podcasts of our games by logging on to ESPNSuperstation.com or on KKPR.com. Also on KKPR.com on Power 99 or Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We're live streaming via the World Wide Web, and so you can listen to these games anywhere around the world. Elm Creek turned the ball over. Excuse me, Overton turned the ball over. Elm Creek gets the ball in the lane. Burke has a quick little jumper up, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts up the shot over traffic, and she'll head to the line. Eleni Hoffman helped double-team the ball, tracked it down in the corner, and was able to throw the ball up court. Burke was on the run, drove the lane, missed a shot, but got a rebound, and now she'll shoot two after the foul was whistled on Lori Callan. Callahan. So Callahan picks up her second personal foul. And the free throw is up and good for Burke. She is 5 for 5 from the free throw line. And this one doesn't touch anything but the bottom of the net. That is not the first free throw that she shot this week, I guarantee it. That's nice form, great execution. And now a 15-point Elm Creek lead. 35-20. Passes to Stoffer. Stoffer's going to step up, fire a quick three. It's no good. And a rebound by Coons. Coons is going to dribble through traffic. She's ahead of almost all the blue jerseys. She has it down low, kicks it out to Eleni Hoffman. Hoffman off glass. It's good. Hoffman hits the bucket. Coons did most of the dirty work. She dribbled up court. Then after she kicked the ball out to Hoffman, she posted up, keeping two different defenders away from Hoffman. And then Hoffman hit the shot off glass. Hoffman puts a little pressure on the ball. She's the last to touch it as it goes out of bounds. And it will be Overton at the end of the bench. Right next to Glenn Snodgrass, who's on crutches, a little knee injury after playing a little basketball. Doesn't sound like he's going to need surgery, but fortunate for that. Callahan gets the ball, drives the baseline. Jumper no good. Smith gets the rebound, and Smith gets the bump going back up. So she'll go to the line and shoot two. She's got 2 points to go with two rebounds, and now she's got two free throws coming up with 2:22 to go here in the third quarter. 37-20. Elm Creek has opened up a pretty comfortable lead. The free throw a little bit short there. Hadley Dyer picked up the foul. That is her first. Only the second as a team against Elm Creek here in the second half. Second free throw is good for Smith. She now has 3 points in the game and a 16-point Elm Creek lead. Berkey gives it off on the right side. A little ball fake there by Hadley Dyer, and Dyer will get the ball out to Coons. Coons lost it momentarily. She'll just flip it back out here for Berkey. He will drive, and she hits the jumper. She's got 8 in the game and an 18-point lead. Overton had 12 points in the first quarter. They've only scored 9 in the next two. And the entry pass down low. We've got a held ball. No, a foul. It's going to go on Hillary Kanaki. That'll be her third. She picked up 2 in the first, about a minute 45. Now she picks up her third here. She'll step out of the game as Stacia Samuelson is going to check in for her. And Overton will inbound underneath their own basket. Smith to inbound it, and it's being held up and actually picked up here by Elm Creek. Forcing the steal was Dyer, and Dyer will get the ball over for Berkey. Berkey kicks it left side. Now she gets it back. She'll drive. Pass on the right side. She gets it back again. And again, a little penetration here by Berkey. Entry pass down low for Samuelson. Great bounce pass to Berkey, who will step up, hit it off glass, and score. Great ball movement, and now Berkey has 10 points in the game. Minute 25 to go, third quarter, 41-21, Elm Creek with the lead. Ball tipped and out of bounds off of an Elm Creek defender. And the Lady Buffaloes make a couple of substitutions. Hoffman going to come back into the game, so is Amanda Johns. And Overton will inbound on the far sideline. Lori Callahan looking down low, was able to get it down low for Eklund. Eklund turnaround jumper, good! And she will head to the line. She's hit on the arm. A little turnaround jumper. Did a nice job just on that sideline inbounds of just posting up. She got the ball. Got hit on the elbow as she hit that turnaround jumper. The foul on Samuelson is her first. And the free throw is good for Grace Eklund. She now has 7 in the game. And she's 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Right wing, Dyer's got it. Kicks it back around the perimeter. Hoffman has it. Kicks the right wing for Dyer. Back to Hoffman. Hoffman will swing it over for Johns. Back to Hoffman. Hoffman from the elbow pulls up and hits the jumper. Eleni Hoffman now with 9 points in the game and a 19-point lead. Both teams will be in action tomorrow in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Here's Stauffer. She'll fire a quick 3. No good. And rebound taken out by Hadley Dyer for Elm Creek. 43-24. We have 40 seconds to go here in quarter number 3. Pass for Dyer to Hoffman. Pass in the lane. Stolen away. Nice defensive play there by Bavard. Taylor Bavard has it. And she'll get it out to Stauffer. And they're going to call a carry as Stauffer, dribbling through traffic, manipulated the ball. I believe is how it reads in the rule book. Carried the basketball. Dyer will inbound here for Eleni Hoffman with 26.4 to go. 43-24. Elm Creek in control here against the Overton Lady Eagles. Here in just a little bit, we'll have the Buffs and the Eagles in boys basketball. Entry pass down low for Samuelson. Samuelson shot off glass is good. Stacia Samuelson, first 2 points of the game. That makes it a 21-point contest here. 10 seconds left in the third quarter. Right wing with it to Smith. Smith helps work it down low. It's Bavard on the baseline. Jumper no good. And a foul with 4 seconds to go. Bavard fighting for the rebound. And she was fouled by Stacia Samuelson. And they're going to have to inbound it. I don't think they're, yeah, no shot. They're going to have to inbound it. Yeah, everybody's lined up like there's going to be free throws. There was no shot there. So Overton is lined up for a box inbounds, but there isn't anybody down there to grab the basketball. Now they, I think, get a better sense of what's going on here as Chelsea Brown's going to inbound it. And Brown will get the ball in to Eklund. Eklund's pass knocked away, and that's going to do it. Only had 4 seconds to work with it, and they didn't even get close to the basket as they kept running away from the hoop with the ball. But in any event, we've got 3 quarters in the books. And Elm Creek leads at 45-24. We'll take a quick break. The fourth quarter, right after this.
AgriServices is a proud sponsor of high school sports. AgriServices identifies their intention to provide staff and services that continually exceed customer expectations. Consider AgriServices as your service partner. AgriServices, proud to be Agra.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, it does appear Elm Creek's going to pick up a little bit more momentum as they will head into the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament tomorrow. As, you know, both of these two teams play bunny bracket games tomorrow. Overton, down by 21, will inbound the basketball. Pass on the right side. It's Callahan. Callahan in a little bit of trouble. Good pressure put on by Kim Areta. And the long pass picked out by Smith, who kicks it in the corner. Jumper by Stauffer, too strong. And the rebound by Burke. And Burke is fouled. Elm Creek outscoring Overton 21-10 in that third quarter. Very offensive-oriented quarter. The second quarter, completely different. Elm Creek added to the lead in that quarter, too, but it was a total of 9 points scored in the quarter there. So both offenses kind of getting things going. A foul whistled on Miranda Farley for Overton. She just fouled out of the ball game with 4 points, and with 7:39 to go here in the fourth quarter. Burke has it on the elbow, or actually behind the three-point arc. She tries the three. It's no good. Kanaki had the ball, a little stutter step, and she walked with it. Five turnovers on Elm Creek. Six on Overton unofficially. Again, neither team really putting that much pressure on the ball. And now we got a foul. Stopper had the ball. She was hit on the arm. A little bit of a push here. Overton inbound on the far side. Callahan's going to throw it in. 45-24. Both teams now in the bonus, as that's now 16 fouls against both Elm Creek and Overton. Right wing, Callahan has it, and they tie it up. Kim Areta sensed the ball wasn't being taken care of very well, reached in there, tied up the basketball, and it will be Elm Creek ball. So Elm Creek, they'll move the possession arrow and hand the ball to the Buffaloes. On the dribble is Berkey. Berkey double-teamed, dribbles, gets it to Kanaki, and we got a timeout here for Elm Creek. Mike Ford, not happy with how his team was handling the press, so he calls a timeout. It's 45-24, Elm Creek with the lead. They'll inbound it when we come back after this.
Overton Sand and Gravel is proud to support all the area high school athletes this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and the surrounding areas.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Elm Creek to inbound the basketball. Both these teams will be in Amherst tomorrow for the Bunny Bracket games of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. We'll check that for you here in just a little bit. Areta dribbles up, kicks it back out for Kanaki. Long rebound off the miss, and Areta comes up with a rebound, gives it back to Kanaki. Now left wing with it is Berkey. She'll get it on the right side by Burke, and just around the perimeter against this Overton zone. Now they kick it back out here for Burke, and Burke will hit the long two. She hits the long jumper, and she now has 14 points in the ball game. Loose ball knocked down by Berkey. Berkey has it, bounce pass through the lane, and that's stolen away. Numbers for Stopper on the far side. Coons is able to knock the ball loose, and they're going to tie it up. Great defensive play there by Danny Coons. It was a two-on-one break, and Coons was able to knock the ball loose, and now Glenn Snodgrass going to call a quick timeout. We're going to keep it right here with 6:24 to go, fourth quarter, and let's set up for you the Fort Kearney Conference Girls Basketball Tournament. Again, the first action tomorrow will be at Amherst. Seven-seeded Loomis will be taking on Overton. Again, that game will be at 2 o'clock. Then at 3:30, it will be Elm Creek and Eustace Farnham. Elm Creek, the 8th seed. Eustace Farnham is the 9th seed. The winner of the Elm Creek-Eustace Farnham game tomorrow will travel to Pleasanton and take on the top-seeded Lady Bulldogs. And the winner of the Loomis-Overton game will, on Monday night, take on Amherst in Amherst. And we'll have that game for you right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, as well as SEM Wilcox later in the evening. Overton will inbound it, and around the perimeter we go. They give it to Callahan. Callahan, they leave her open for three. She'll shoot it. It's no good, and Hillary Kanaki pulls down the rebound. So Kanaki, third rebound of the game, facing a little bit of pressure, but she's able to get it to Areta. Areta double-teamed across the timeline, lost the ball momentarily, and now will give it to Eleni Hoffman. Hoffman kicks in the corner, now gets it back on the left wing. She's going to penetrate a little bit, flip the ball back out here for Burke, and Burke will give it to Kanaki, top of the key. She fakes pass. Now the nice entry pass down low, and the ball is knocked loose by Grace Eklund, a turnover against Elm Creek. So now trailing at 47-24 with 5:40 to go. Overton trying to make something happen with it, and ball last touch by the Eagles and out of bounds. Eleni Hoffman knocking the ball loose and then able to throw the ball off the leg of Stauffer and out of bounds. So Hoffman makes the defensive play, and now a 23-point lead here for Elm Creek, and they've got a chance to add on to it. Pass off the hands of Callahan and out of bounds as Hoffman brought it across the timeline. Now She'll stay in there at point guard. Tossing the ball into her is going to be Hadley Dyer. And Dyer gets it back on the right side. She's bumped, and we're going to have a foul whistled on Lori Callahan. And we'll step to the free throw line and shoot shots. 17 fouls on Overton, so Elm Creek will have a 1-1 here. Hadley Dyer going to shoot a 1-1. 5:28 to go. First free throw, no good, so there is no second free throw. The rebound taken out of there by Bavard. And Bavard will hand the ball to Callahan. Callahan will get the ball back after dribbling with it with Smith. Stopper has it. They haven't even got the ball to midcourt to the free throw line yet. They get it down low, and then a shot blocked by Kanaki. Right into the hands of Hoffman. Hoffman will drive. Shot off glass. No good. Rebound ripped out of there by Eklund. Eklund now with 10 rebounds in the game, and into the offensive zone is Stopper. Stopper bounce pass right wing for Callahan, who will kick the ball back out. Thinking about the three with Smith, and now we'll get it at the elbow to Eklund. Eklund dumps down low, and the shot up and good by Taylor Bavard. Nice pass across the lane from Eklund to Bavard, and Bavard hit a left-handed jumper there. Eleni Hoffman has the ball tied up. She was trying to protect the ball, but stepping in there was Callahan to tie things up. It'll still be Elm Creek basketball, but they will move the possession arrow. Dyer inbounds the ball here for Hubbard. Back to Dyer. Dyer on the baseline. Gets it out for Kanaki. Kanaki not going to shoot a long three. She'll get it to Hubbard on the skip. Now with it is Hoffman. Hoffman had the ball knocked loose into the hands of Dyer. And now they're going to tie it up again. And this time Overton gets to keep the ball. Callahan again stepping up there. Caused the held ball. And now the basketball into the hands of the women in blue. So Overton, down by 21, will try to cut into it here with 4:20 to go, fourth quarter. Stoffer has it. Nice pass, backdoor cut by Callahan. Shot won't fall. Rebound taken out of there by Samuelson. Stacia Samuelson gets the ball up ahead to Eleni Hoffman. Hoffman bounce pass on the baseline to Dyer. Back out to Hoffman. Hoffman, 15-foot jumper, no good. Stacia Samuelson is able to tip the ball to Hubbard, and we got a timeout here for Elm Creek. Full timeout here for the Buffaloes. They call the timeout, leading at 47-26. We'll take a quick break. We're back after this.
Call M&J Signs and ask the professionals how they can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customer. Check them out at mnjsigns.com. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all the area athletes.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's for the finest meats, freshest produce, and great weekly specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Elm Creek gets the inbounds. With the ball now is going to be Eleni Hoffman. They'll kick it around the perimeter. With it is Hubbard. Hubbard throws it top of the circle. And now they get it off on the right side. The three-pointer by Hubbard. No good. Offensive rebound will not fall. And then Kanaki has the ball held before she can put up the shot. She got the shot to go in after the held ball. I think it's the right call. But, boy, I'll tell you what, that was pretty good muscle in there by Hillary Kanaki. In any event, Elm Creek, after the held ball, will have to inbound it. They get the ball in the hands of Hoffman, and Hoffman tries to get it back low to Hadley Dyer off of her hands and out of bounds. Elm Creek shooting the ball fairly well from the free throw line here in the game. 12 out of 17 here in the ball game. That's 71% free throw shooting. And one shooter that went 0 for 2. If it wasn't for that, those numbers would be real good. On the baseline, Callahan has it. Too strong with the shot. Eleni Hoffman pulls down the rebound, and in the offensive zone, up by 21, come the Lady Buffaloes, and we're going to have a block whistled on Taylor Bavard, and that's going to send Elm Creek to the free throw line. Be a 1-1 here. coming up for Hadley Dyer. This will be Dyer's second trip to the free throw line. She's 0 for 1 coming in. And the third foul whistled on Brevard. .318 to go, 47-26. The lead belongs to Elm Creek. The free throw is no good. Bavard pulls down the rebound. And on the run here is going to be Stauffer. Stauffer tries to throw it down low for Bavard. She gets the ball back out, and resetting the offense is going to be Stauffer. Stauffer 15 foot away, kicks it on the right wing for Eklund, for Callahan. They're looking to get the ball inside Eklund. Now she gets it at the free throw line. She has a backdoor cutter but can't find her. Smith has it on the baseline. The shot by Bavard is blocked by Stacia Samuelson. I believe is her second block of the game. And slowly, Eleni Hoffman's going to bring the ball into the offensive zone. She'll kick it left side for Hubbard here. And Elm Creek's going to spread the floor a little bit, try to work a little bit of clock. Penetrating and in trouble is Dyer, and Dyer has the ball held. And we'll inbound the basketball here. And the ball to Overton. Kadra Brodine checking into the ball game for Elm Creek. I think just about everybody's got in at least a little bit here for Elm Creek. They go pretty deep on the bench anyway. On the baseline, Brevard puts up the shot. No good. Stauffer pulls down the rebound. That one won't fall. It's another held ball, and the ball belongs to Elm Creek. Overton got it the last held ball, which took place about 12 seconds ago. 47-26. Elm Creek going to improve now to 6-9 on the season. Overton is going to fall to 2-12, and we got a foul on the far side. A little push by the Elm Creek point guard, Whitney Hubbard, on the possession. Kind of gave herself a little bit of a space with a little bit of a forearm shiver there, and that's going to cost her a personal foul. Obviously, you don't shoot on those. And what the dribble is going to be Stauffer. Stauffer in the corner. Gets the ball to Brown. Entry pass down low, and we got a whistle. Bavard, they walk with it. So Overton turns it over. Sometimes officials kind of talk about the flow of the game, kind of get the game going a long time between whistles. That has not been the case here in the last couple minutes here of the ball game. Hubbard throws the ball in underneath, and yet another whistle. Going to be a push. Whistled on number 25, Amanda Johns. Checking in here for Elm Creek. It's going to be Michaela Miller. Miller's going to come in. And Chelsea Brown will step to the free throw line. She'll have a 1-and-1. First free throw is up and good. 47-27. Elm Creek leads by 20. Overton trying to cut into it with a minute and 56 to go here, fourth quarter. Second free throw up and good. So Brown, first 2 points of the fourth quarter here for the Overton Lady Eagles. Even-numbered quarters have not been good for them. They scored only 2 in the second, and now they've got 2 with 2 minutes to go here in the fourth. Bad pass stolen away by Kayla Stauffer. Stauffer shut off defensively by Hubbard. Stauffer's going to drive all the way to the baseline, lost the ball. She was the last to touch it. And we have 100 seconds to go here. Before we have the boys' version of Parents' Night here in Elm Creek, we will step away between the two games right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Be a little bit longer break than usual because of Parents' Night, but we will have coverage of the boys' game for you here in just a little bit. Kadra Brodine kicked the ball left back out for Hubbard. Hubbard tries a long three. It's no good. And going to have a little walk there. Fighting for the rebound and trying to get it was Olivia Hubbard. She was walking, trying to pull it out of the crowd there, and she's going to be whistled for the turnover. Overton has the ball. Smith kicks in the corner. Directing traffic is Alyssa Luck. They'll get it out top of the key. Here's a quick three by Chelsea Brown. It's no good. And the rebound out for Whitney Hubbard. And Hubbard throws the ball up ahead, and the shot's good for Kadra Brodine. Well, you can kind of tell from the crowd that energized them just a little bit. And now we're going to have a little block whistled on Hadley Dyer for the foul as the ball worked up ahead. And Brodeen doesn't get in the book very often, but she did right there as she lays that one up ahead. Makes it 49-28. But here you got a free throw as they hand the ball to Paige Smith. And Smith's 1-1, no good. Rebound pulled out of there by Hubbard, Olivia Hubbard. And the long pass gets off on the right wing. Over here for Dyer. Ball's loose. We got a push whistled on Overton and to the free throw line. It is going to be Olivia Hubbard, 5'4 sophomore. 44.6 seconds to go. She'll have a 1-1 here. And the free throw is up and no good. Rebound taken out of there by Lori Callahan. Callahan works the ball up court quickly to Paige Smith. Smith shot, no good. Rebound taken out by Hadley Dyer. Dyer is going to go coast to coast, lay it up and in. Hadley Dyer, first 2 points of the ball game. 51-28, 25 seconds to go here. And now a quick three by number 25, Paige Smith. It's no good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds. And last touch by Overton. Last touch by Elm Creek. So Overton will inbound it. 51-28, 20.2 seconds to go here, fourth quarter. And Paige Smith to toss it in on the sideline. She gets the ball back. She's going to shoot a long deuce. It is in and out, no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Brodeen. Brodeen helps work it ahead here to Dyer. Dyer has her shot blocked, and there's going to be an intentional foul. Wasn't that hard of a foul, but flying down court, trying to lay up the layup, was Hadley Dyer. Dyer going very, very quickly. She hit that wall hard, and she's going to shoot two. And they're going to call the intentional foul here. So there won't be anybody at the free throw line when Dyer shoots the two shots here, and then they will get the ball. Hard foul by Paige Smith. That's going to be her second. And with 9.5 to go, Elm Creek will get two free throws and the basketball. And the first free throw is up and no good. And because of that contact, Dyer had trouble slowing down. She hit that padding. And yes, it's padding, but she hit it hard. And the free throw by Dyer, good. She rolled that one all the way around. She's got 3 points in the game. And now Elm Creek will inbound the ball. Two shots and the ball after the intentional foul. And to toss the ball in is going to be Dyer. Dyer gets it in to Hubbard. Hubbard, top of the circle, gives it for Brodeen. Here's the three by Hubbard. It's no good. Offensive rebound, shot won't fall, and that will do it. Your final score, it's Elm Creek with a 52-28 win over Overton. Lady Buffaloes have won two straight. They are now 6-9 on the year. Overton falls to 2-12. Both of these two teams will play tomorrow in the Buddy Bracket games of the 36th annual Fort Kearney Conference Girls Basketball Tournament. We'll talk about that. We'll also give you the entire scoring recap when we come back with the NISCO Sports Post Game Show right after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
First Tier Bank of Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek work hard to ensure they offer their customers the best rates, the best service, and the most choices of any bank. Make sure you're part of the winning team with First Tier Bank, Kearney, Holdridge, and Elm Creek.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek is the best.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, the only place you need to go to get your farm to grow. Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek wishes all the area athletes the best of luck.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
Overton Sand and Gravel is proud to support all the area high school athletes this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for your commercial or residential concrete and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and the surrounding areas.
And welcome back here to Elm Creek High School. It's Parents Night, and the parents of the girls' basketball team certainly very happy. Their Lady Buffaloes picked up a 52-28 win over the Overton Lady Eagles. Again, 52-28 was our final. You're listening to the MISCO Sports Postgame Show. MISCO Sports says they've got all sorts of great equipment to help keep you warm here as the weather kind of stays a little chilly. And if you're interested in skiing, they got you covered there. They have Red Ledge ski coats all a half off. Red Ledge ski pants are also on sale. They have Wigwam stocking caps. They're half off. They also have Columbia gloves, Nike and Adidas stocking caps, and all shoes. All shoes. If you're getting ready for the spring, you need softball, you need baseball, you need soccer, whatever it is. If you need new wrestling shoes, new basketball shoes, doesn't matter. They got you covered downtown on the bricks at MISCO Sports. See them before the games begin. Let's check the numbers here as Overton falls to 2-12 on the year. Leading the way for them was Grace Eklund. She finished with 7 points and 10 rebounds on the night. After that, 5 points for Kayla Stopper, another 5 for Lori Callahan, 3 points for Paige Smith, all of them coming in the second half, 4 points for Miranda Farley. She fouled out with 7:39 to go in the fourth quarter. Trevor Bavard off the bench finished with 2 points, and also Chelsea Brown off the bench with 2 points as well. The only 2 points scored in the fourth quarter. And now here for Elm Creek, leading the way for them tonight with 14 points was Aisha Burke. Burke finished with 14, as we mentioned, and a couple of rebounds. The only other player in double figures tonight was Angela Berkey. She finished with an even 10, but a big night tonight really for Danny Coons. Coons finished with 8 points and 12 rebounds on the night, so that's pretty good rebounding performance. Whitney Hubbard off the bench had 3 points, all of them in the first half. Hillary Kanaki had 1 point on the evening. Hadley Dyer with 3 points. Those all came in the fourth quarter. Eleni Hoffman finished with 9 in the game. 2 points for Stacia Samuelson. And Kadra Brodine also hit a bucket in that fourth quarter. She finished with 2 points as well. Next up for Elm Creek, they will be, of course, in Fort Kearney Conference basketball tournament, which they really wouldn't like to have start for them tomorrow, but that's the case, as Elm Creek will play Eustis Farnham tomorrow. The first game of the day will have Loomis taking on Overton in girls basketball. Loomis and Overton will play at 2 o'clock in girls basketball. The winner of that game will take on Amherst Monday night, and we will have those games for you. The Sumner-Annabelle-Miller game and the Wilcox-Hildreth game will have those games for you Monday night right here on 98.9 FM. And again, tomorrow, Loomis and Overton, 2 o'clock in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Elm Creek will also be in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament tomorrow. They'll be taking on Eustis Farnham in the 8-9 game. 8-seeded Elm Creek, if they win, would take on Pleasanton Monday night at 6 o'clock, and those games will be on our sister station on ESPN 1460. We'll have those games for you Monday night up in Pleasanton. So, again, we'll have all the games Monday for you, either on 98.9 FM, right here on 98.9 FM, or on our sister station, ESPN 1460, on Monday night. So we'll have both sets of games for you on our family of stations. Once again, our final score, 52-28 Elm Creek with the win over the Overton Eagles. We're going to step away for a little bit. In about 10 minutes or so, we'll come back with coverage of the boys' game right here from Elm Creek. Once again, our final, 52-28 Elm Creek, with the win against the Overton Lady Eagles. The boys' game coming up for you in just a few minutes right here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to KKPR.com.